anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Doris is your guy. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Doris. Anything and everything with Doris is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Doris.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Doris podcast, and I am your host, Doris. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I hope you are feeling blessed today. I have received many emails from around the world from those who are concerned because they are living in an area where they are mandating the C-19 vaccines. They want to know that even though they are being forced to get these vaccines, is there anything they can do afterward? And I'm going to go over an article that I found from www.thetruthaboutvaccines.com. This will guide you on how to neutralize the potential damage from the mRNA vaccine, and there is also a small article at the end that will guide you in detoxing from the spike proteins also. I will add these links to the show notes below so you can visit them at your own leisure. Please note that I did not write these articles, but they are provided through trusted medical professionals. All references will be listed below in the show notes. With the current irrational push to vaccinate the planet against COVID-19, a virus that has a 99.9 recovery rate, we feel it is important to discuss practical ways to detox and neutralize damage that is being done by these untested mRNA vaccines. Interestingly, here in our home state of Tennessee, the COVID mortality rate has tripled, even though we lead the USA in vaccination rate. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Logical thinkers would deduce that the vaccine is responsible. Sort of like when you see obesity rise in populations that eat lots of ice cream. But the irrational and illogical mainstream media and medical mafia will undoubtedly blame anti-vaxxers for the increase in deaths, which makes as much sense as blaming vegans for the increase in heart disease in people who eat hot dogs every day. But let's not get distracted by the facts or by logic. Despite the $4.5 billion in damages awarded by the vaccine court since 1986, even though the Supreme Court described vaccines as unavoidably unsafe in 2011, despite package inserts which prove that most vaccines contain known carcinogens and chemicals that cause neurological damage, those who dare to question vaccines are evil. They are dangerous. They must be blamed for the deaths of those who are vaccinated. They must be censored at all cost. Okay, enough sarcasm. In all seriousness, this information might save someone's life, so we wanted to share it with you. The goal of this research is to help the body recover from damage and detoxify, stabilize, and cleanse the toxic ingredients from the body, including hydrogels, luciferase, and nanobots, as well as silence the messenger RNA, also known as the mRNA, contained in the COVID vaccine. What is mRNA? Messenger RNA mediates the transfer of genetic information from the cell nucleus to ribosomes in the cytoplasm, where it serves as a template for protein synthesis. I know, this sounds like a bunch of scientific gobbledygook, so let me translate it for you. We are made of cells. Each cell contains millions of proteins. The instructions for making proteins are written in a cell's DNA in the form of genes, which build proteins via transcription or rewriting the DNA sequence in the form of mRNA. And translation, decoding the mRNA and building the protein. So, if the COVID vaccine uses mRNA to change your genetic code, then the key to preventing damage would logically be to interfere with the translation of the message, correct? The RNA interference system, or the RNAi, is a mechanism by which cells control gene expression by shutting off translation of mRNA. And the RNA, little I, can also be used to shut down translation of viral proteins when a cell is infected by a virus. The RNAi system also has the potential to be exploited therapeutically and can prevent the viral RNA from replicating. In no particular order, here are the top 5 recommended substances to mitigate damage from mRNA vaccines. Iodine, an essential mineral. Iodine is used by the thyroid gland to make thyroid hormones that control many functions in a body, including growth and development, repairing damaged cells, and supporting a healthy metabolism. Because your body does not produce iodine, it needs to be supplied in a diet. Iodine can also be used to detoxify toxic compounds and strongly increases the mRNA decay rate. Dietary iodine also controls its own absorption through regulation of the sodium iodide, NIS, symporter, which protects the functions of the thyroid gland. Zinc. This enables the body to make proteins and DNA, contributes to wound healing, and plays a role in childhood growth and development. It also has antioxidant properties and plays an important role in cell-mediated immune function and modulates mRNA levels of cytokines. Zinc has been shown to regulate gene transcription in cancer cells. Plus, zinc globally downregulate the microRNA expression and key enzymes and proteins necessary for microRNA maturation and stability. And lastly, zinc finger protein serrate is among the plant compounds that may silence mRNA. Quercetin, a flavonoid with multiple proven health benefits to both man and animals, displays a plethora of biological activities. Quercetin-treated neutrophils exhibited a remarkable suppression in mRNA expression of various pro-inflammatory genes. One of the lesser known and recently discovered roles of quercetin is modulation of microRNA expression, which plays a vital role in health and disease. Supercharged C60, nanocarbon activated charcoal. Carbon-60, or C60, is a naturally occurring molecule comprised of 60 carbon atoms forming something that looks like a hollow soccer ball. The scientific name for C60 is Buckminsterfullerene, and it is the only molecule of a single element to form a spherical cage, and it may be the most powerful antioxidant yet known, performing the antioxidant action of superoxide dismutase, glutathione, catalase, and CoQ10. Over the past 13 years, the supercharged C60 fullerene molecule has been examined, tested, and characterized by no less than 15 universities and 5 federally certified research labs, resulting in more than 600 evaluations. There has also been considerable positive research conducted regarding supercharged C60 potential uses in electromagnetic field EMF absorption. The supercharged C60 molecule is a nanocarbon material that exhibits incredibly potent antioxidant properties that may augment the body's ability to manage oxidative stress in both healthy and diseased states. Studies indicate that carbon nanocarriers can deliver small interfering RNA and enable a myriad of plant biotechnology mRNA applications internalized into cells in subsequent gene silencing efficiency and are critical for efficient gene knockdown. PQQ. This is a powerful antioxidant and cellular energy booster that works to support the health of your energy-producing mitochondria, protecting them from oxidative damage, even helping you grow new mitochondria. PQQ is actually the only nutrient on Earth known to be capable of generating new mitochondria. PQQ is contained in fruits and vegetables and in human breast milk, and is a plant growth factor and bacterial cofactor. Studies have shown that PQQ, disodium salt, or bio-PQQ, has positive effects on cognitive function and may have a protective effect on UVA irradiation-induced aging. As pressure to be vaccinated for COVID mounts, it will be vital to discover methods to mitigate damage, especially for those who are required to be vaccinated due to employer requirements or other reasons. Now, also, water-only fasting for 1 week has been shown to repair DNA damage and silence foreign mRNA. And taking full-spectrum hemp extract is another excellent suggestion due to the positive effects on our endocannabinoid system, which regulate almost every internal function. Interestingly, Merck abandoned development of 2 COVID vaccines, saying that after extensive research, it was concluded that the shots offered less protection than just contracting the virus itself and developing natural antibodies. On January 25th, they announced that the vaccines generated an inferior immune system response in comparison with natural infection. Recently, a CNA nursing home whistleblower went public and shared his experience that seniors are dying like flies after taking their COVID-19 jabs. Sadly, these seniors are being required to take vaccines for a virus that updated CDC analysis shows is actually less dangerous than living. Now, I want to go over something that came from Mike Adams at naturalnews.com. Here's what the article states. There is a potential antidote to the current spike protein contagion, which is called cerumen. It's found in many forests around the world in pine needles. Cerumen has inhibitory effects against components of the coagulation cascade and against the inappropriate replication and modification of RNA and DNA. Excessive coagulation causes blood clots, mini clots, strokes, and unusually heavy menstrual cycles. Pine needle tea is one of the most potent antioxidants there is, and it's known to treat cancer, inflammation, stress and depression, pain, and respiratory infections. Pine tea also kills parasites. Now, I'd just like to point out something that Mike Adams pointed out previously, and that was when he said pine needle tea and its chemical constituents, which is the shikimic acid, is actually used to manufacture Tamiflu, the anti-influenza drug. So through a series of science papers that they can show you, you'll see how pine needle tea can halt blood clots and protect the body from respiratory infections and harmful blood platelet aggregation. So if you're looking for something a little natural that you might like to try that's also been proven, get some pine needle tea. And that will also help your body detox from many other things as well. So my goal today is to help those who are being forced with taking these jabs that really shouldn't be called vaccinations in order for them to prevent any sort of damage that these jabs may create. So I really hope this is helpful. And even if you didn't get the shot, these are some great things. I've even tried them. I take some of them daily just to keep me healthy. So even if you didn't get the vaccine, this is really great advice, especially now if you're concerned about being around people who were vaccinated putting out their spike proteins. Thank you for listening, and God bless. Be sure to check out our show notes below, where you can donate to support us, check our references, or see what else we offer. Thank you for listening, and God bless.